Lamentations chapter 5. Remember, Yahweh, what has come on us. Look and see our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunk our water for money. Our wood is sold to us. Our pursuers are on our necks. We are weary and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Assyrians and to the Egyptians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more. We have borne their iniquities. Well, I think that Jeremiah is so caught up in identity with his people that he goes too far sometimes. He complains that, well, we gave the hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians. Well, yeah, his own prophecies have condemned Judah for trusting in Egypt and Assyria to help them against the Babylonians, rather than trusting in God. And now he says, well, it's our fathers who sinned and we're bearing their iniquities. Well, that's what the exiles were saying in the time of Ezekiel at this very time. And Ezekiel criticizes that and says, no, you too have sinned. God won't just punish the son because of the father's sin. You get on and repent for what you have done wrong. He laments that servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us out of their hand. We get our bread at the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin is black like an oven because of the burning heat of famine. They ravished the women in Zion, the virgins and the cities of Judah. Princes were hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. Well, how does he expect the Babylonians to respect their princes and elders? And Jeremiah has had so much to say about the princes of Judah. Just read his prophecies. Those princes were given multiple opportunities to repent, but they didn't. And so eventually the judgment had to come upon them. The young men were made to grind at the mill, the children stumbled under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. For this our heart is faint, for these things our eyes are dim, for the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk on it. That is, the foxes wandered around. They were unclean animals, wandered around in the ruins of the temple. You, Yahweh, remain forever. Your throne is from generation to generation. So although, perhaps understandably, Jeremiah has gone too far, I think, in his lamentations for what's happened, and he's not really factoring in enough the sin of his people, although he does say, you know, they have sinned, we have sinned. All the same, he believes that God is for real. He doesn't allow what's happened to make him turn away from God. But he says, you're from everlasting, your throne is from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn us to yourself, Yahweh, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old, but you have utterly rejected us. You're very angry against us. Well, I don't think that he really concludes as he might do. He says, turn us again, and we shall be turned. And God was eager for that. He wanted them to turn to him, and then he would turn their hearts even more to him. If they returned to him, he would return them to their land. But they don't repent. And therefore, sure, this situation was going to continue. So I think Jeremiah knows, really, the truth about the need for repentance, the need for humility, the need to accept that their princes and priests had really badly sinned and rejected the multiple opportunities that Jeremiah himself had given them to repent. And yet, although he knows all that, when reality comes, he rather, in one part of his head, forgets all that. Now, we can do the same. We can know God's moral standards, we can know God's judgments, we can know the wages of sin is death and that we have all sinned, and yet struggle to really accept that and to somehow consider that God ought to not actually carry all that out. And in various ways, we struggle with this, just as Jeremiah did. And I think that it ends in an apparently sort of unsatisfactory way. You have utterly rejected us. You're very angry with us. I think it ends like that to make us stop and think that, yep, Jeremiah was undoubtedly a fine man and true believer, but he goes too far in these lamentations. That's what I would say anyway. Because although he says, oh, sure, we sinned, I don't think he really gives due weight to their sin. Just as we have all said, I'm sure, oh, we're all sinners. Oh, of course, I'm a sinner. Without really accepting what that means. That means that, sure, we deserve then to die. So then what right do we have to demand any right for myself when all that we are related to is an absolutely just death, and to insist that, no, I deserve better than this, to have this sort of great sense of privilege and expectation and that I ought to be treated better and things did not ought to be like this, all that really suggests that we're just giving lip service to this idea that we are sinners and have sinned seriously, etc. Because, you know, Jeremiah is doing that here. I think he's making that same mistake.